Welcome to the Success Leaves Clues podcast with Robin Bailey and Al McDonald. Have you ever wondered what makes someone successful? What are they doing that's different? How do they achieve greatness? We believe that success leaves clues. In this series, we are interviewing very successful people from different walks of life to hear their stories. We'd like to remind our listeners that the views expressed in this podcast are those of our guests and not necessarily those shared by our hosts.
Welcome back to the Success Leaves Clues podcast. Today's episode is sponsored by Life and Legacy Advisory Group. Discover our commitment to our clients. At Life and Legacy, building wealth, securing your family's future, giving back, and creating a lasting legacy are not just values, but a way of life. Let us guide you toward a future aligned with what matters most to you. We're also brought to you by Aria Benefits. If you're a business leader challenged with talent attraction, employee engagement, or supporting mental health, we can help. Use your benefits package as the key to unlock your workforce. I'm your host, Robin Bailey, back at it again on Podcast Friday with my co-host, Al McDonald. Al, how's Friday going so far for you?
Well, another exciting day, of course. Another exciting day of podcasts. Always enjoy this and looking forward to welcoming our next guest and learning a few words of wisdom.
Well, joining us today is one person that I can say definitely walks his talk. He's in our business, or at least adjacent to our business, in the healthcare side and the benefits side. He touches on a bunch of those little things. And this is a guy that I follow on Instagram. And I was saying to you, Al, before the podcast started, sometimes I just feel bad about myself when I see what this guy's doing. And I do say that, and kidding. It actually is quite inspirational. So I want to welcome Matt Brady of Advoca Health to the show. Welcome, Matt.
Welcome, Matt.
Thank you. Thanks for having me on.
And Matt, this is you returning to the show, actually. It's been a couple of years, and I know you've grown in the company, and your company has grown substantially. So maybe it's just as a way to dive into it. Can you just give our audience a little bit of a reminder about what's Advoca Health and what are they doing?
Yeah, for sure. So Advoca Health started as an executive health navigation company. So really what we do is we help executives and individuals across Canada navigate to the very best health solutions locally, across Canada, down in the States, as well as globally. And since we started back in 2007 with executive health, we've also expanded into employee markets, as well as we launched a mental health on demand product about a year ago, which is pretty exciting as well. So,
and I'm not sure if we talked about this last time, but maybe you'll indulge me here. Who was the company started by?
My father, Kevin Brady.
Yeah. Okay. So I definitely want to dive into that. And I kind of knew it was your dad, and your dad was a big wheel back when I was coming up in the industry. I remember looking at his website and I thought, wow, this guy is ahead of his time. And of course, he's gone on to do other things. But I love hearing when there's, you know, family in the business, because I want to talk about that dynamic. I always say my dad's passed away now, and I worked with dad for such a short period of time. And to me, it's one of my fondest memories. I know that's not always the case with family business. What's that been like joining in a business that your dad started? I mean, what's that all about?
Yeah, it's been really exciting for me, partly because I think when I was growing up, I heard of this company, Royal VIP Health Options, which was rebranded to Advoca. Didn't really know what it was. In high school, I did some kind of side work for them. And now, 2021, I came on as kind of a full-time employee after working in insurance and virtual healthcare. And yeah, it's been super exciting to work with my dad. And anytime I'm having a stressful day or stressful week, I just remember that these are going to be some of the best years that I'll cherish in working with my dad and getting to talk to him every day. So it's been really exciting to have that experience. He always says I'm his boss. So he's really hands off as a leader, and it's been a lot of fun.
Well, there's another guy, and you were kind enough to send me his book last time, your dad's book that we talked last time, and I read through it. There's another guy who walks the talk of living that healthy lifestyle. And I think, you know, when you have someone like that at the helm in terms of talking about what you guys do and the value of it, it's so important to have a leader like that. Is that where that comes from, you keeping in shape and doing such a great job in terms of not only keeping mentally sharp, but physically sharp so that you show up as your best Matt Brady?
Yeah, I think I definitely, you know, the apple doesn't fall far from the tree, as they say. So yeah. I definitely fall into that category. And it's funny because if you read my dad's book, you'll know that it wasn't always that way. And growing up, I remember eating Twinkies and pizza and hot dogs and all the junk food for like the first 5 years of my life, or 10 years. And then there was this huge shift, right? And that's, I think, in kind of my formative high school years when all of a sudden we're eating a lot more salads and salmon and healthier foods. And that just got instilled into the whole family. And if you look at my brother and sister as well, they're also very fit and active. So I think we all learned from my dad in that capacity.
I want to go back to something you said there. Are you telling me I shouldn't be eating Twinkies and hot dogs? Dang.
Well, Al, the CNE opens in a couple of weeks, and I will tell you, the deep fried Twinkie, that is going down. Yes, it definitely is.
Yeah.
All in moderation, right, Matt?
All in moderation.
Yeah, as long as it's not going down every day.
Yeah, the 80-20 rule, as my dad might say.
Exactly.
Matt, can you talk a little bit about Advoca Health? And you talked about how it started and everything, but how would you compare it to what we'll call traditional executive medical clinics? What makes it different?
Yeah, so just so your listeners understand, a traditional executive medical clinic means you're going into a physical clinic for about 5 to 6 hours where a number of preventative health tests and screenings are being completed. And so after your screening is completed, you get a report with results. And a few days later, that is the extent of your executive medical program. And these are really great services. We actually partner with over 30 clinics across Canada to send our members to for these preventative tests when it makes sense. And so Advoca really complements these traditional executive medical clinics by supporting the individual throughout the entire year with our health navigation team. So for example, let's say you go for an executive medical at one of these clinics and they find a nodule on your thyroid, which is very common, by the way. And most of the time, it's not a pathogenic nodule or anything like that. But without Advoca, you're kind of wondering, you know, what do I do now? How do I get that tested? Where do I go? Do I have to go back to my family doctor? And with Advoca, you can meet with our nursing team. We can arrange for a thyroid ultrasound for you. We can connect you with a specialist in that department. And by the way, we're probably going to expedite that process for you as well. Our team's very good at navigating the system and getting faster results. And so that's really what Advoca does and where we kind of come ahead in shining against your traditional program. And additionally, we provide year-round support for the executive. So as health instances come up throughout the year, we can lead on our team to find the best and fastest health options available. And then most importantly, I think where Advoca really shines is we look after the family. And so I know we were talking about kids before the podcast, and what we've seen is when something comes up in the family, whether it's for a child or a spouse, the executive kind of drops everything.
Very true.
To support that family member. And so that's really where our service can shine. And we give that user peace of mind that we are doing the best we can to support that family member, and we'll have the best options readily available for when that health instance comes up.
So just to expand on some of what you just said, would you say that your primary function is advocating and trying to help people navigate the current health system? Or are you also doing some of the things that maybe they would otherwise have to do on themselves, such as, I think you said, you know, if they need a certain test, are you able to do the test yourself through your facilities? Or is it more of a no, but we can definitely source it and get you there quicker?
Yeah, it's more of the latter. So we don't have any facilities ourselves. So we're not a bricks and mortar executive program. We operate virtually. So we support teams right across Canada through our virtual services. That being said, as part of our program, we will send out a nurse to your house or office for blood and urine testing, those sorts of things. And we have a number of providers in our network that we can connect you with for preventative tests. For example, a really popular one that we're sending a lot of our members for right now is full body MRI. And I'm not sure if you have heard of that before, but it's a really effective tool, primarily looking for cancers and tumor growths. And, you know, they're using artificial intelligence now where they can detect tumors that are millimeters in size. So before they're becoming a problem. And so that's been a really popular service that we've seen in the last year that we're supporting our members and getting them to those clinics for that specific test.
It's interesting that you bring up AI because, and I can't quote the number, I don't know what it is, but they were saying that AI was detecting cancers at a much higher percentage with accuracy than radiologists. And again, I don't pretend to know what the number was, but I was thinking, wow, that is a very encouraging way to hear how we're using AI to help people, you know, get better outcomes. And I wasn't aware of full body MRIs, Matt, so I'm glad you brought that up.
Yeah, and I've been down that rabbit hole with AI as well, Robin. And you're right. So right now, the way it works is with these full body MRIs is the radiologist reviews the report first, and they're using AI to check it. So it's kind of AI's, you know, the spell check, so to speak.
Right.
What's going to happen, I'm not sure when, it's probably within the next 3 or 4 years, but AI is going to be the primary and then the radiologist will be the secondary spell check. When that switch happens, that's when we'll really see, I think, AI take off in kind of the MRI and diagnostic space.
Now, I'm thinking, I want to walk through a scenario. So Al and I sign up for Advoca, right? We're executives. We want to make sure we look after our health. And again, because you're exactly right. Whether it's us or our spouse, especially if it's a spouse, you drop everything.
Yeah.
You essentially quit as much as you can of life, and that's your focus, right? So I think it's important that you talked about that. Al and I went down to the Cleveland Clinic this year for the executive health assistant. Wonderful experience. Shout out Mike Kessel, who runs that operation. Just such a great team and such a great leader. Wonderful person. And so glad we're connected with him now. If we're signing up for Advoca, does that service include that executive medical assessment? And if I have a relationship with Cleveland Clinic, is that a possibility still? Or do you have to go elsewhere?
Yeah, that's a great question. So, and also shout out to Cleveland Clinic. They are one of our favorite clinics in Canada. They do an excellent job. I've been there myself. They have an excellent cardiology department. But yeah, to answer your question, we used to include executive medicals in our plan. And what we found is that just not every executive was actually going for their assessment throughout the year. Or it might not have been the best option for them, right? If you're a 45-year-old, healthy, fit executive, you don't necessarily need to go for an executive medical every single year, or maybe even every other year. It might be an every 5 years type of thing. So what we do now is we just actually bill the corporation for when the individual actually goes for the assessment, or we can bill the individual if that's what the corporation wants as well. So we can structure them both ways. But we have preferred pricing with a number of these clinics, including Cleveland Clinic across Canada, to make it a more affordable option for the corporation. And so that's kind of how we're operating that way. And then to answer your question about which clinic, it's a very personalized approach. So we work with teams across Canada, and we'll send the executive to the clinic based on, you know, their health history, pre-existing medical conditions, family history, those sorts of things. And so, for example, if somebody has a cardiology risk, Cleveland Clinic is a great option, and we might send them there. Even if they live in Vancouver, for example, we might actually suggest they go to Cleveland Clinic in Toronto for their assessment. So it's a more kind of personalized approach. And our team has, you know, spreadsheets of all the clinics and the different specialties and tests that they're running.
Matt, I got to tell you a funny story about my experience, because I've been in shape my whole life, and obviously not to your level, but pretty darn good, I'd say. And I have a low heart rate. And I remember them strapping me all the things, and they said, okay, every minute, it's going to speed up the treadmill. And I said, just so you know, it will take my heart a long time to get up to the rate where that you want it to stress it. That's just my makeup. It's from fitness. It's from being in jujitsu for a lifetime and this sort of thing. And I don't think they believe me, because by the end of it, I'm dripping with sweat. It's as high and as fast as it can go. And they finally got it up to it. And I was thinking, geez, if I have to do this every single year, because it's, by that point, it's a lot of work. You just want to get off this thing. So
yeah,
but no, all kidding aside, fantastic experience. I would do it again. I've been to both MedCan. That was about 5 years ago. Fantastic experience as well. Our most recent experience, which is more top of mind for me, was Cleveland Clinic. And again, they do a great job, to your point.
Yeah, for sure. They're really great clinics. As I mentioned, we work with over 30 different clinics across Canada. And what's exciting is there's new ones popping up all the time. More and more, we're seeing longevity clinics come up that specialize in different areas, precision medicine and those sorts of things, which I think is appealing to maybe even the younger demographic these days. So that's really exciting that we're adding some of those to our network as well.
Matt, what are you finding in terms of the reasons behind companies that come to you to engage you in their services? Like, what would be the reason, for example, again, you know, Robin just talked about us going to the Cleveland Clinic. Why not just do that? Why come to you instead? What are you finding are a company's motives for coming to you and dealing with you the way that you've explained?
Yeah. So I think a lot of the things we've already talked about, for example, preventative health and longevity are trending up. So companies, as they realize that, and that's something their executive teams want, they want maybe something a little different that has an area of focus on these specific things. And then we're seeing more and more remote workers and executive teams that are spread out, right? So I think traditionally you would see a whole executive team that was located in downtown Toronto, and they could all go to the same MedCan or Cleveland Clinic. But I think in this post-pandemic world, executives might have relocated to other parts of Canada, or they're hiring from other parts of Canada. And so with our program, we can look after executive teams right across Canada, send them to different clinics, but they're all getting kind of the same out-of-the-box solution and support for their team, which can be really advantageous. And then we also are just giving more of a personalized approach, you know, meaning that an executive can go and get services that are personalized to them and their family and their history, which I think is really important. As healthcare evolves, I think we're seeing that it's not a one-size-fits-all solution for healthcare. It always has to be personalized to that individual. And that's really one of Advoca's values, is that we hit on that personalized approach.
That makes a lot of sense. Can you talk about any success stories that maybe you've had with the approach that you take, maybe versus the traditional one? Anything come to mind?
Yeah, that's a good question. I don't know where to begin. There are so many stories that come to mind. I think one of our first kind of stories and where we found that this was going to be a successful product was we actually sent an executive for an executive medical, and they found a shadow on his kidney that actually ended up to be stage 1 kidney cancer. And if you know anything about kidney cancer, when it's in stage 1, you have about a 93% chance of survival. When it's in stage 4, it's about a 7% chance of survival. So almost the inverse. And once kidney cancer kind of gets outside of the kidney, you know, it metastasizes, it becomes very deadly. And so we found a shadow on a kidney. We organized some further testing for him and were able to actually remove the tumor successfully, very easily. It was a 1-day operation. And to this day, that member still says we saved his life every time we see him. And we didn't, but, you know, we helped organize the pieces that led to a successful outcome. But I always go back to that story because it was pretty early on, and that's when we knew we had something effective here where we're able to mitigate risk for an executive and provide them with a really positive experience.
That is a great story. It's a great happy ending. So
yeah,
thanks for sharing that.
Matt, I think, you know, 3 of us sitting on this call can easily say we feel good about what we do for a career. I know Al, it's usually the beneficiary who is calling, and Al is delivering that check or getting that check sent. And I remember my dad saying this too, because he had beneficiaries come back to him years later and say, thank goodness you convinced, you know, Fred to get this insurance, because otherwise I would have had nothing, right? And then same on the benefit side. I see drugs that are covering for dependents, you know, MS drugs that are $150,000 that has put a child on having a normal life that they wouldn't otherwise have. And it must be rewarding to hear stories like that, knowing that, like you said, you didn't save his life, but you certainly had a hand in that. That must feel good about what you do in your chosen career.
Yeah, for sure. And I think it's important for me to try and stay close to that, because I think in, you know, you get busy with the sales and selling to corporations and you don't always see the outcomes, right? But we actually have a weekly call where we always share member feedback with the team. And those stories really do warm my heart and puts the reasoning why we do what we do behind everything. And so it's definitely super fulfilling to know that we're helping people, providing them with better health outcomes and helping their families.
Well, like you say, you don't always see that outcome, but at the end of the podcast, we're going to ask you a question around that. So stay tuned for that. We'll come back to that. Matt, I was on a podcast last week, and one of the things they had asked me that no one outside of the organization had really asked me, so it was kind of exciting to answer, is what's new and exciting coming out of the company. They were asking me about ARIA benefits, and there's always something that we're working on with the team, but I'll throw that same question at you. What's new and exciting coming out of Advoca?
I could probably have a list of things, but I'll stick to 3 kind of new exciting things that are happening at Advoca. So 1, we're really continuing to refine our member experience. So we just integrated with our virtual healthcare provider so that you can actually get access to our service right away. So meaning individuals and members can go on our website, sign up, and 10 minutes later be talking with a doctor. And that's really important. We spend a lot of time working on that. And it's really important because virtual healthcare is our 1 utilized service through our program. And I think it's just because people have kids and they're at cottages and things come up, and it's just so easy to connect with a doctor within, you know, 5 minutes to be able to get the support you need. And you can skip the emergency room, skip the walk-in clinic. So that's been really great. And then 2nd to that, we're actually soon to be launching single sign-on with a virtual healthcare provider, meaning right now you actually have to log into 2 different apps. So we use Maple as a virtual healthcare provider, which I know you've had
great company,
the Maple folks on your podcast. Yeah.
Yeah.
very good company. We're super happy with our partnership. And so soon we're actually going to have single sign-on, meaning you only need to log in once and you'll have access to all of Advoca services and all of Maple services under one umbrella. So we're really excited for that. Hopefully we're going to get that off the ground by the end of this year, but it's just going to make our user experience really, really great. And then last but not least, I kind of hinted at this earlier, but we launched a new mental health on demand product about a year ago. And so it was a newer realm for us, but really we built this program. We were approached by the nurses and nurse practitioners of British Columbia. So they have about 56,000 nurses in BC, and they approached us asking for a service where their nurses could talk to a registered clinical counselor within 60 seconds. And so we went to our network and we couldn't find anyone that was able to do that. So we actually spent about a year working with a provider to build that program. And so we rolled it out about a year ago, last July, with the nurses and nurse practitioners at BC. We've had fantastic utilization with that program and they're super happy with it. And since then, we've been launching to corporations. We probably launched to about 15 corporations every month. So that's been really exciting to see the momentum behind that product and just being able to connect someone to a registered clinical counselor that quickly.
That's exciting to hear, because Al and I were recording with a CEO of a company this morning, and that was one of the things that she had said was priority for her was mental health. And so I think something like that is going to be very appealing. And the other thing I'll say is I'm a big fan of Maple. I have relationships with Dialogue, of course, as well as Maple. Maple is attached to our benefits plan. I always tell the story. I was a day before I'm hopping on a flight to Europe. My wife and I are going for a walk. I go to close the door. I'm stung by a wasp. Of course, being the tough guy that I am, I say, don't worry about it. My wife's like, do you want to ice it? Nah, let's go on the walk. I come back. I ice it a little bit. I go to bed. I wake up to a swollen finger that is now turning black and blue on the day we're supposed to fly out. And I hop on with Maple, to your point, connected with a doctor, probably less than 2 minutes. We're having a bit of banter back and forth. He said, no problem. We had a good chuckle about it, you know, being a tough guy. And within a couple of minutes, pharmacies got the prescription, something to take away the sting and the itch, and then something to take down the swelling. And I'm on my flight, peace of mind.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Right. And I think what you said really important too, especially our post-pandemic world, we've got these distributed workforces. So it's not as easy to coordinate. And maybe someone has moved into a different province. So getting onto a virtual platform during the time where they're perhaps finding a new doctor, so, so valuable. So I think you touched on a lot of really important information there.
Matt, do you want to talk about, my understanding is you're taking your master's in precision health. So first of all, I don't know what that is, so I'd love it if you shared a little bit about that. And secondly, maybe you can talk about how that's going to transfer into the work that you're doing at Advoca.
Yeah, thanks, Al. So yes, I am taking my master's in precision health at the University of Calgary. Really great program. For those that don't know, precision health is essentially personalized healthcare, right? So if we think about healthcare and how it's evolved, in today's world, we're doing a lot of one size fits all prescribing as medical professionals or treatments, right? So someone comes in with X issue, we prescribe Y drug, right? And that's traditionally how medicine has worked. And so what precision healthcare is focused on is actually looking at the individual. So lifestyle factors, environment, genetics, that's a really big portion of precision healthcare, but to really make it a more personalized approach. So I'm sure you've heard of pharmacogenetics, for example, which is, you know, finding a drug that works with someone's genetic sequence. That is precision healthcare, for example. You know, it's very personalized. So that's kind of an overview of what precision healthcare is. It's been an extremely challenging program, but kind of the good type of challenging that you're excited for. And most of my class is actually doctors, which is pretty daunting and kind of scary. But I quickly learned that doctors also don't know a lot about precision healthcare and personalized medicine either. So it's been fun to pick their brains and see kind of both sides of the coin there. And so, yeah, I just finished my first year. It's been amazing to learn about the incredible technologies that exist and that are coming down the pipeline in the area of genomics. My biggest takeaway from this program is that before the program, I would read about products and new technologies that were coming out, but I wouldn't really understand kind of the science behind them. And now I'm able to really dive in deep, understand which products are better than others, what technology and science they're using behind their sequencing methods and those sorts of things. And so it's been really great to just bring kind of those technologies to our team and so that we can eventually bring them to our members. And so we're always evolving our executive healthcare plans. We're actually building a longevity plan right now And I want to include some of these technologies that I've learned about into the program so that we can be on the forefront of supporting our members with the very best in healthcare.
I'm going to dive a little bit deeper into what you just talked about. So I was doing some reading, as I quite often do. And what I was reading about was basically what you said, you know, drug X gets prescribed for problem Y. And that's basically based on the general population. But a lot of the studies for drugs and that are based on people that look like us, let's just say. And then sometimes those drugs aren't nearly as effective for different demographics, different sectors of the population, whether it's, you know, male, female, whatever. What I think I'm hearing is this precision healthcare is something that maybe targets that. It looks more at the specific person as opposed to just the general population. Is that what I'm hearing?
Yeah, exactly, Al. Yeah. So it's very targeted towards the individual. And you bring up a really good point on healthcare and demographics. Because even when you're looking at tests like 23andMe or Ancestry.ca, a lot of those tests are built off data from people of European descent, right? And if you look at the indigenous population, they actually don't have like almost zero data on indigenous genetics that are cancer-causing genes and things like that. So I always caution people on some of those tests that if you're not well represented, they might actually miss some of the genetic mutations that you're looking for in those tests. So that's it exactly. We're taking a more personalized approach towards that person's specific genetic makeup to provide them with better healthcare testing and treatment.
Perfect. Thank you for that.
Well, like I said at the top of the podcast, Matt, I was a fan of your dad early on in my career to see, you know, what was possible in the industry, and getting to know you and becoming friends with you, I've become a friend of yours. And every time I talk to you, I become more of a fan because, like I said at the top of the podcast, here is someone who's walking their talk. And I joked around about following your Instagram and the feats of strength that we'll call them. But you're also putting your money where your mouth is and you're sitting down. And I was actually encouraged to hear that other doctors are taking the course as well. So that is very encouraging. But I think you are doing a lot of the right things. And I think your dad started the company and he probably knows this, but I think he's very lucky to have you because you're doing a lot of great things. And I will continue to enjoy watching what's next for your company. We're at the point in the podcast, which has always been my favorite part, where Al asks his signature question. Last time you were on the show, I cannot recall if we were asking this question yet, but that answer may have changed anyway. So I would love to throw that at you. So Al, I'll let you take it away.
And before I do ask you, I will go back to something you said at the very beginning, which I noted is that you are taking note of being able to enjoy this time working with your dad and how special it is to you, because I think sometimes we almost, you know, take some of that for granted, right? And then we don't realize how special it was until it's too late. So good for you for that. So yeah, let's jump into it and you can choose to answer. Maybe you'll answer differently or whatever, but here we go. A society grows great when old persons plant trees in whose shade they will never sit. So can you talk about any of those proverbial trees that you might be planting?
Oh, interesting. That's a very profound question, Al. Yeah, I think I'm doing my best to learn at this stage in my life and just try and learn as much as I can to really be able to deliver the best health outcomes to Canadians. And we have this huge goal at Advoca where we're trying to serve 1 million Canadians with our product. It's a big goal, but I do firmly believe we'll get there one day. And so the trees I'm planting are all about learning. I'm planting my precision healthcare tree, which I'm learning in school. I'm planting my functional fitness tree, which continues to keep me sharp and in shape and being able to serve for my family. And planting my sales tree to really serve our business and help us grow and get our product into more Canadians' hands. So I don't know if that's the best answer for y'all, but that's how I look at it.
Hey, every answer we've gotten is a little different, obviously, depending on who's answering it. So that is a great answer. And it's also great that you are able to think on your feet and be able to come up with something on the spot.
Well, Matt, a pleasure as always. I look forward to continuing our business relationship, but also our friendship. So thank you for joining us today and thank you for sharing your journey. What's the best way for people to reach out to you if they have questions about yourself or what you're doing at Advoca Health?
Yeah, best way would be to connect with me on LinkedIn. So Matt Brady on LinkedIn. You can also go to our website, www.advocahealth.com, or you can reach out to me personally. mbrady@advocahealth.com is my email address.
Okay, awesome. Well, that does it for today's episode. We really enjoyed this conversation. As always, we hope you did too. If you have any questions for Al or myself, please feel free to give us a call or by joining the conversation on LinkedIn. And remember, we saw it here today. Success leaves clues, my friends. We'll see you next time.